Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with A-Dean Badseed and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. While you listen, cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife, the first of the month, and I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bust and rum, and all night we high, get up to back to where, 99, I give up my nigga, they give me some yayo, double up, nigga, what you need, we got weed, we your D, green money, green leaf, double up for the first to show, but it lays out, because the 4-4 feet where they roll from, can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. Can you ever leave when it's time to grind? I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Put the grief to the bag, cause mom's got a grab on this grill. If we got the go, oh, you know it's the first of the month, and my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You to something epic, you know, where we hustle out of a sense of hopelessness, sort of a desperation. Through that desperation we come addicted, sort of like the fiends we accustomed to serving, where we feel we have nothing to lose. So we offer you, well, we offer our lives. What do you bring to the table? Well, I'm watching every nigga watching me closely. My shit is butter for the bread, they wanna toast me. I keep my head, both of them where they supposed to be. Hoes will get you sidetracked and clap from close feet. I don't sleep, I'm tired, I feel wired like codeine. These days the rubber gotta admire me from four fiends away. My pain, which it was quick to seed. From selling cane to brains was fried to a fricassee. Can't lie, at the time it never bothered me. At the bar getting my dog on properly. My squad and me, lack of respect for authority. Laughing hard, happy to be escaping poverty. However brief, I know this game got valleys and peaks. Expectation for this, for precipitation, we stack chips hardly. The youth I used to be, soon to see a million, no more. Big Willie, my game has grown, prefer you call me William. Illin for revenues, great for lemon light. Channel 7 News, round 7 Jews, head dead in the mic. Forgetting all I ever knew, convenient amnesia. I suggest you call my lawyer, I know the procedure. Block my body, can't trap my mind easily. Explain why we adapt to crime. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we on it. Live at the main event, I better trip them out, we on it. Presidential suites, my residential for the weekend. Confidentially speaking in code since I sent you beacon. The NXS rental, don't be fooled, my game is mental. We both out of town, dawg. What you trying to get into? Viva Las Vegas, see ya. Later at the crab tables, meet me by the one that starts a G up. This way, no fraud, Willie's present, gambling, they re up. And we can have a pleasant time sipping margaritas, G-G-G. Yeah.
Can I live? Can I live?
Dot left a and some blood on my sheets. Told me clean it up, then she hit the street. Even though I'm her niece, she caught me a piece. Wax caliber, nickel plated with the salad. The what? She don't know I like my pretty. Like my boy cast a toy with the twin glizzy. I heard a knock at the door. To my surprise, I saw these two familiar eyes. Who were you?
What up? I'm Shanice, don't remember me?
She called me by my government name, Kimberly. Who sent you?
My mom sent me. Her name's Dot. She packed a note in my knapsack along with a shot.
cute, mad fly. She had the Prada knapsack with the hat to match. Ferrari hiking boots with the mink bubble goose. And I could see she was admiring my minky suit. Then she handed me the note.
Here, read it.
I just stared her up and down because I couldn't believe it. Then I opened it. It said, she's out to get you. Your so-called friends put a bomb in your bin. I'm on a mission now to do some harm to your friends. They know where you live, so evacuate the crib. And oh, the little girl, that's your cousin, Shanice. Since I can't be with her, I need you to babysit her. Besides, she looks up to you, you're her idol. And tomorrow is her first violin recital. And she would be more than happy if you could take her. Peace, my number's on the back of the paper. Hit me later. Damn, what went wrong? Can't we all just get along and make hit songs? It's all up in my ass like a thong. If this is a show, y'all should get gone. It's on, then it's on, bring it on. What the fuck you waiting for? Come on, get it on. What? It's been taking you so long. I got plans for the future to bring back your head like Medusa. Girls be at the sink, mad funny. Y'all be like me, on the monthly. Can't stand the pain and pop a Humphrey. I know it hurts.
Fresh off a re-up, he got it for the low, he's already a G up. Phone popping, no time to free up. Money on his mind, he trying to get his cheese up. He's a catch him heavy on the block. Call him on your phone, he'll bring it right to your spot. No funny biz though, cause he travel with the Glock. You know where he come with.
Here
fresh off a re-up. He got it for the low, he's already a G-up. Phone popping, no time to free up. Money on his mind, he trying to get his cheese up. He's a... Catch him heavy on the block. Call him on your phone, he'll bring it right to your spot. No funny biz though, cause he travel with the Glock. You know what he come, what you need, he got. Yeah, what you got, my nigga? I don't fuck with that shit.
Nigga, I got some of this for you, though.
Let me get some of that, though. He mastering hand to hand. Supply and demand, same corner where he stand. Getting money first, now we put on his man so they can get enough food for their clan.
Yeah, nigga, let's break this shit down, my nigga. What are we trying to do this shit, nigga? Here, you take some of that. Split some of this. Split it 50-50 and get it popping, my nigga.
Now his man eating too, when he copping more weight, connect liking this dude. Cause he double every week, sonny move, anything he get in about a day or two. They the of the block, but they don't see the plot. Some hungry niggas that's ready to run up in they spot. They peeping them out, know where they cop, so they ran up on them, strapped, ready to pop. Yeah, nigga, give me your shit, nigga, you know what it is, nigga. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that too, nigga. Yeah. So my G pulled out and squeezed, cause to take his, you gotta take him out. He hit one of them in the chest and was out, and his man shaking his head, they are holding his mouth.
Yo, this nigga really shot this nigga, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, man. Police don't be everywhere asking me questions, man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
I'm trying to tell
everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six man in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big Rena place.
Go. Three, four, five, six, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. I'm tired of these niggas, man. Let's
love,
get 'em.
Love. I copped the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Could've had him took me out. But his stash, he mushed me out. If he's strapped, he's shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out. Blow, hit him black, back he out. Bow. These niggas ain't even know a sack of bow. Stop it now. Mind your B.I. when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out. Ow, ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop about. Put your foul and dock now. Pulling by the ear like mama, looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke them out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase the devil cognac and soda. Mad rapper wanted. Niggas, it's that promoted. Stay in your lane, simple and plain. Your shit is whack. Get over. I'll call the pal up. I pulled your foul up. You and me, we won't agree. You see a smile, but
what?
Truthfully speaking, when you spit, it's like the speaker. Speaking wild, but basically I'm high speed, you dial up. Nigga, you Wi-Fi, tell the truth, why lie? I'm non-fiction, you fiction, nigga, you sci-fi. And what you scared for? God said the weak will be cared for. Therefore, I'm at the airport. I'm on first class, you on that mega bus. 20 bucks from here to there, but you ballin', yeah, yeah. Nigga, I'm everywhere, you not only never there. You watch basketball wives and collect teddy bears. Man, you a Fruit Loop, Milky, Toucan. Nigga, I don't wear tight jeans, I guess you can. And I ain't judging you, bruh, you're only human. But stop acting tough before your jaws get scuffed. And you laid up in the hospital, really fucked up. Cause you won't sit your ass down, and you won't
shut the fuck up.
God. Nigga, shut up.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Yo, XL, man. I'm sick of these niggas just like you sick of these niggas, man. You got niggas running around wearing leggings and shit, throwing up gang signs. You got niggas running around all sensitive in their music and shit, acting like bitches. We don't do that over here, six man, though, do we, though?
Yeah.
Man, fuck that, man. Go get him.
Big Rena place.
Barbarian balls are more scary than gorillas with some terrier dogs. More flurry, more punches keep coming across. They more worried, I don't see it. Give them a loss, clear or blurry. Prepared, don't hurry, and I'm ready as I ever be. See Miami Heat, big budget, but you never win. Apply the streets in the speakers for medicine to clear out all the whackness. We congested with fresh as a peppermint. Swore it was 90 feet away, a nigga representing. Speaking with a message, I'm something like Moses in the Testament. Leading my city, the promised land where we destined, kid. We make it effortless, I was blessing it to go right in the flesh. Niggas shouldn't check for
not at all.
Excel, the motherfucking next bitch. Rock City's best with it. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, me?
What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. You know.
Yeah. You know, man. I'm sorry to be all discombobulated, but it's a pretty sad and a rough weekend, a rough period day right now, hip hop in general.
Yeah, it's been a real crazy week, very crazy week. You know, first off, I want to give a rest in peace to the big homie Chris Lighty. You know, that was crazy. In itself, you know.
Devastating. I don't even.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you might as well get into it. You just never know with people. Just because they seem to have everything doesn't mean they have everything or a peace of mind of sorts, you know? But, we're going to get into it. I mean, they said he owed some money, but even with the money they said he was owing, I just don't see him taking his life. You know what I mean?
Owed money to who, though?
Like, owed money to the IRS. You know, he owed, like, $5 million, but then they said he had paid most of that off because he had sold one of his houses for almost just about $5 million. So then he still owed, like, maybe a little $330,000. Again, though, for someone of his caliber, that's no money.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it had to be some other type of demons going on. It had to be some other stuff. I'm not sure.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot of different theories, too, talking about, you know, how it just don't seem right. Like the same thing when Shake killed himself, Shakir Stewart.
Right?
So,
same way, right?
Yeah. So, you know.
Same way. Same next.
I don't know, rest in peace to the big homie nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know, but even iller than that though, let me stop this beat though, man. Yo, this week I lost, hip hop lost my nigga, man, Clef Dollars, one of the, he's a fucking genius. You know what I mean? And a really, 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 really good dude. Spiritual dude. You know what I mean? He passed away the other day. And, you know, damn, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, even him, he was a veteran MC.
Yeah, from El Biscuit.
Worked with.
You know.
Lord Finesse and M.O.P.
He was a beast. He was a beast, definitely. So, you know, a little bit later on tonight in the show, we're going to get into a little tribute of his. You know, we're going to play a couple joints he produced. If you knew Clef, call up and you know, well, let's celebrate him. Let's talk about him later on in the show, though. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all know when we do that. But on a good note, though, we got tonight on the show. I'm going to be back. Who we got on here tonight?
We also have a veteran MC coming on the show, who's part of Infamous Group, Onyx. And he's also an actor. We got Pedro Star, y'all, from Onyx.
Yes. Another dope brother, real cool dude, man. You know, shout out to him. He's gonna be on in a little while.
Right.
So we're
coming
gonna,
up.
We gonna have to, yeah, you know.
We're gonna chop it up about all kinds of things. So definitely stay tuned for that. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah. So what else happened this week in the news? You know, it's been such a devastating week. I don't even know if
I'm just like after that, you know, I heard about Clef Styles, and then after the whole situation with Chris Lighty, it seemed to like really overpower everything that was going on in the news. But he was real pivotal for hip hop. You know, if y'all didn't know what he did, he managed some of the greatest acts in hip hop. You know, he managed Mariah Carey. He managed LL Cool J. He managed Diddy. Come on, I mean, these are big, big dogs that he managed. He managed Missy.
Yeah,
everybody. He brokered deals that hip hop wasn't brokering at all. Got that LL Cool J deal with the Gap, which really kind of launched FUBU, because LL's Sublimity, you know.
He got 50 his deal with the Vitamin Water shit. So.
Exactly. You know, like. It just doesn't make any sense that someone would say, that's it, I'm calling it. It's over, you know,
I'm done,
I've had enough, you know, so you never know. But, after that, it kind of is a blur, but, you know, Slaughterhouse released some songs. You know, like, I don't even know what to say right now. Like, it's just crazy, like...
It's crazy about the Slaughterhouse thing. I ain't hear nothing off it. I keep hearing mixed reviews. Like, I'm hearing that the lyrics are dope and the tracks are ridiculously whack. Like, that's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
But who
are some of the producers on this album?
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about the Slaughterhouse joint. I don't know.
Yeah, the Slaughterhouse joint.
I haven't heard it. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I gotta, you know, check it out.
Yeah, you gotta put yourself to it. Cause I don't know if did they release their album or did they just release a few tracks? I don't know, you know, but I don't know. It's hard to say, like, I'm not gonna say I'm not a Slaughterhouse fan, but you know, you have like these four dope MCs in one group, and you know, sometimes it's not always the wisest thing to put all four people together. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, it could be me, you know. Because individually, these guys are dope. You know, I'm a big Joel Ortiz fan. You know, I like Joe Buttons, but I've never, like, really focused on Joe Buttons, per se. And I'm a big Royce the 5'9 fan, too. But, you know,
yeah,
like, maybe together it's not...
Yeah.
Chemistry
Royce
ain't the flow.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Who knows? That,
yeah, listen
all
to
that.
And see for yourself.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know? That's about it,
though. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh, man.
At the end of the day, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yo, shout to Mr. O, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, word up. Shout out to him and the whole U team.
Connectity.
You know. Yeah, word up. We're going to get into a couple of their joints in a little while. Shout out to XL the Kid. I played his joint earlier, the Pusha joint. You know, that Six Man Entertainment artist. You know, shout out to him. You know, shout out to the whole VA, man. You know, the whole DMV. Shout out to that whole area. You know, they really produce.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of talent down there, you know. So shout to them. You know, I'm just real fucked up about this Clef situation. You know, I also lost a family member too. You know, during this too. So it's been really crazy, back to back to back. You know.
Well,
so,
we're definitely gonna be saluting him tonight. We're gonna salute Clef tonight.
Yeah.
And we just want everyone to know, like, you know, life is just never know what turn life is gonna take. You know, so you really gotta walk in faith and believe that things are gonna, you know, work your way and come your way, and just, that's the only thing you can do. You know, and
don't
walk in uncertainty. Believe, you can keep your faith in God, Allah, or whoever you believe in, or whatever you believe in. You really gotta take hold of life, because life can be that stressful. It could be like, we'd be like, oh my God, I need to really, this is it. I need to get out of here. I can't fake no more. It could get like that, but you gotta keep your faith. You really do. So we're gonna salute y'all out there today. And we don't mean to sound sad. It's just like, how can you?
I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying and shit, but, you know. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Well, regardless, you know, what we're going to get into now, Pete? What we're going to get into?
You know what we're going to do? Let's, being that we got Fresro coming on, we're going to get into some classic Onyx, you know, to loosen the monotony. And, you know, set it up for the big homie.
Sound good to me.
All right. Six Man Radio is the home of self-temperate hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. Hold up, we're about to get into this Onyx to pave the way for the big homie Fresro Star, who's on the way. Also later on in the show, we got a tribute to the big homie Clef Dollaz. Rest in peace. All right, let's get into this Onyx.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Yeah. one time, that's shit.
Well, except they might not sell weed in hell. and that's where I'm going, cause the devil's inside him. They make me ride for my own nationality. That's kinda ignorant, but so I gotta pay the rent. So yeah, I'll stick a nigga most definitely. The degenerate, if I can call them innocent, I don't leave no sticky fingerprint. For the cops, they only good if they dead. No, that badge and the gun should be going to their head. To make bread, I gotta steal from sports. So I stole a show, I made some pennies for my thoughts. And if this fucking rap shit don't pay, I'ma start selling drugs around my way. Killing my own people in the USG. Shit, they gon' get it from somebody, I'd rather it be me. Besides, they can't tax dirty money. And you can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
No one.
No one.
The scorpion. And I'll probably bite the bullet, cause I live by the gun. 40
hitters, 25 to life hitters who just came out. It's on the flame out. Play game, blow your brains out. It's life on the edge and dangerous. Where you living, never giving this shit.
Yeah.
Why?
What's this shit look like?
What's the problem?
Southside, Queen,
I mean,
shit.
You know what word up.
Left Rack City, you know, Iraq,
right
Queen,
now,
shit.
This is ours right
South
here.
South Bronx, shit.
Well, you know
huh?
what I mean? You see black guys, that's us. Word up.
That's it, man.
Anything else? That's
the fuck.
Word up
yeah.
the street, so we shutting this down right here. Word up. Yo, big pun, over here, go with the
yo.
This is it now. You get shut down. Fish you ass got the whole game locked down. Noriega, big pun, holding it down.
Yeah, yo, I smoke weed from housing by Philly's the top one. Niggas better stop, done. I catch a hot one. I'm like the top gun. Mohawk shit. Rock my hat back. As long as you smoke a Onyx, then you safe in Iraq. I like the dub up. All of my niggas, we tear the club up. From Iraq to Baltimore. We do a song, keep the shit fucking ghetto like a hood seesaw. So what? Fuck the dick. What's the recall for? Yo, every other week you got a brand new law. Yo, them crackers not knowing what to do with their time. That's why they really want to focus on Iraq crime. So what? Fuck you, nigga. Yo, we take the shine.
Shut them down. Second wave, desert, BX style. We rep wow. Opposed, be your mom's dead child. Fucked up, like blowing fed trial. And set now. Get blown down. You spent pow. Exile. My cartel drop shells. Burn 100 L's. You frown. We raise hell. You niggas get blazed well. You get closed now. Hose down. Rebel semi-matic cat with a henny habit. A murk any static. Like a madman, going postal, touch my roast, you fuck it, son of ghost.
Hold up, I'm not a killer, I just bust a lot. Running the spot with the rustic lock. Then I bust a shot, it's not a game, don't we end it for life. Shit is hot, son, send him to Christ. Surrender your ice, bring a new life. The dangerous ill, train to kill. Aim the stainless steel, your brain is spill. Game is real, you playing with death. Got grimy niggas that'll label you rest and lay you to rest. Stop suicide, wake the dead. Hate the spread, spray 3/8 to let it race your head. Jailbound, eternally hellbound. 22 shots, shell round, rock your head in the ground.
This is it now, you get shut down. This ass got the whole game locked down. Noriega, big pun, holding it down. This is it now, you get shut down.
I'm the loudest nigga alive. Watch me show you, I'll blow your head off the shoulders. Your own mother won't know you, my squad is supernatural. I maybe blast you with a Ruger castle. My crew will catch you and trap you inside a Cooper's castle. I turn a Zeus a statue like Medusa's looking at you. Produce a future raps and subtract you like use a bathroom. I'm always moving past you even when I use the bathroom. Right by my ass and we'll paint this shit out the book of Matthew. I'm looking at you with my third optical vision. I hop out of prison and find me a hot little tropical woman. Now I'm locked in position, ready to rock with conviction. Chewbacca's descending, hitting you with cosmical weapons. You might as well listen, cause you out of suggestions. Out of submission, if you can't send the heat, get out of the kitchen, piece of Onyx. I miss them for their knowledge and wisdom. Pay homage and listen to hip-hop, newest and most violent
yeah,
vision.
I'm sticky fingers, I'm still alive. That mean the greatest rapper of all time ain't never die. I'm underground, too hard for the radio. MTV won't even play my video. They scared to death, motherfuckers trying to ban me. I'm the one that told Old Dirty to shut down the Grammy. You think that they can get with me sick? I burn all of y'all. I don't care, fuck me, do your remix. I'm crazy, running up a Def Jam with a handgun. Fuck a royalty, I'm holding rust through for ransom. I make you sleep where the worms do. I can't care less if you ain't shit, nine turn pro. Niggas like us can bring the game back. There's so many whack rappers out here, I don't know where to aim at. I swear to God, ain't nobody touching me. The time you see me, it's gonna be the last thing you ever see. This is it now, you get shut down. This you ass got the whole game locked down. Noriega, big pun, holding it down. This is it now.
Thank you.
Six Man.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bassy, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Feed?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. We got special guests on the line. He's a member of one of my favorite groups of all time.
Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fredbo Starr from Onyx, man. What up, bro?
What's good? What's popping, Bad C? You know what it is, man. We doing this for real hip hop music for life, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, all day, man. Yeah, man. So it's been a while, you know, since I'm just a fan, yo. I'm a fan. I've been a fan since Throw Your Guns and Fam. It was so crazy. Y'all had everybody cutting their hair off. All of that.
Right. That's what it is, you know, man. Good looking on that, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been in the game for a minute, Jam Master J. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the late, great Jam Master J. He put us in the game, so that's good looking.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. So let's take it back. Let's take it back to the days of Onyx. When y'all got together and y'all started it, y'all pretty much was spearheaded the whole, you know, the street shit for real. You know, for New York at that time. Did y'all know what the movement was? That y'all was basically going to take that whole shit over like that? Or was it, okay, well.
Nah, I mean, that's how we felt about, you know what I'm saying, life at that time, you know what I'm saying? And that's where hip-hop, it was just needed in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? N.W.A. came out, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my man Big D.S., man. We was going to Washington, D.C. We was going to Howard. Homecoming, this is before we even had the deal. He was playing an N.W.A. tape and joint. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
New York was going through something at the time. Like, New York hip-hop was just going through a whole different... I'm in a car right now. I'm just running right now, so you might hear the thing beeping. But, you know what I'm saying? When I heard the N.W.A. joint, New York was like... We had the Tribe Called Questers. We had the Jungle Brothers. We had the whole Native Tongue movement. And, you know what I'm saying? That right there was just... Another part of hip hop, which was dope, you know what I'm saying? But New York needed something. We needed something more stronger, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Daz Effects came out first, you know what I'm saying? And when Daz Effects came out, you know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep came out, and it was just a progression of the next level of that shit, and that's what Onyx came out, you know what I'm saying? So it was a progression of the whole New York scene changing, you know what I'm saying? Going to, you know what I'm saying, to the Dreads and the Bees and all that type of shit. The sewer, the streets, back to the grimy shit, you know what I'm saying? Leaders of the New School came out with a new energy. That was kind of like, you know, the Busta Rhyme energy was the new energy that was a segue from Tribe Called Quest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the Busta Rhyme, he played a big part in the whole energy of hip-hop because he crossed over the energy of hip-hop, but he still was rocking the bees and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I said in the verse, I said, Sticky took Busta Rhyme energy, but he put the streaks in his rhyme. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So when Onyx came out, we gave you that energy that Busta had, but we took it out, the PTA and all of the school shit to the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Leaders of New School was the niggas in the school. We was the niggas outside the school, cutting class, smoking weed, bug up. We was those niggas. And that's
right.
What we brought to hip-hop. And then, you know, it progressed from there. Wu-Tang came out. You know what I'm saying? And then Biggie came out, and then, you know, and then hip hop just keeps moving. But we knew what
y'all killed it. Y'all killed it with the whole Mad Face Invasion. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was a brand pretty much that the people could get behind. You know what I mean? Because I'm not gonna lie, high school when y'all dropped, I was in high school, and fam, everybody, all the niggas had the fight jackets on. Not the flight jackets and the flak jackets with the ball
right.
Heads, and everybody was screw facing, bro. Niggas was hollering at girls with the screw face on, like, yo, mom, what's up? Let me get you.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
It was all planned. I mean, even the whole Mad Face and, you know, how we was wearing our own clothes or walk away. She, you know, see, because Naughty by Nature had, you know what I'm saying, Naughty by Nature had an ill logo, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Run DMC had an ill logo. EPMD had an ill logo. So, you know, Jay, you know what I'm saying, he was basically like the big brother, the mentor of the whole project. So, you know, he was like, yo, y'all niggas need a logo. Y'all niggas should be wearing y'all own shit. Y'all niggas should be doing it. So we had that insight from a nigga like Jay. And you got to think, man, when we came out, it's even bigger than Onyx and little niggas from Queens. This shit was, you know, it was Russell Simmons was in a hole like $40 million at the time. You know what I'm saying? So he was the group. We was the group that kind of like, you know, Def Jam put the money on Onyx. You know what I'm saying? To bring the new money for Def Jam. So, you know what I'm saying? We was, you know, a big part of, you know, Russell, you know what I'm saying, restructuring his deal with Universal. Because the first album, if you do the knowledge, we was on Sony Records.
The second album, every other album
was on Universal Records. So it was part of the corporate structure. So when you say kids in high school was feeling this shit, that's because Russell put the money behind us. Right. He was like, let me put the money behind these niggas and get my company out and get my company off the ground. And that's what he did. He's a smart businessman. And he felt the energy, and it was just perfect timing.
Incredible.
Get him, mate.
It was great. When you did the first album, I mean, like, you guys released the single, like, when you released the single, and we do it like this in 1990 and stuff, I think I was maybe even 20 at that time, but, you know, it was like killing the game. And then you came, you know, y'all came back in 93, came with Back the Fuck Up, which was crazy. I mean, in that era, the hip-hop was strong as hell. Like, everything that was coming out was crazy dope, including stuff that was coming out from Def Jam. But, you know, did you even think that the album would get such critical acclaim? You know, like, you guys were just all over. You had Slam. The video was playing every other minute, you know.
Jesus.
Soul Train gave you Album of the Year. Like, it was crazy. Like, how were you feeling?
It was like, you know what I'm saying, every day was like the next day. So we didn't really feel like, yo, this is something different. This is just how it was supposed to be. Like, we put work into it. Everything was calculated. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was representing the whole South Side Jamaica Queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was representing everybody in New York. Like, the whole New York was behind it. So the movement felt like it was supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? From one day to the second day to the third day to the fourth day, it was just like a snowball. Like, it was just every day something bigger and better was happening for us. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, Leo Cohen, you know what I'm saying, he made a smart idea to do the Slam joint, the Slam record with Biohazard, and we made a rock and roll version for it.
And that's when
MTV was like, that's when it was crazy, because Slam crossed over to MTV. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did it. Shit, nigga. But yo, I wanted to ask you too, though, what happened with the whole 50 Cent thing? You know what I mean? Because I know 50 pretty much got his start of being around Ja with the whole JMJ situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. I mean, you know, it should happen, man. It's just some street shit, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Things just happen. You know what I'm saying? We put the nigga in a video on the show for Jay, you know what I'm saying? But he wasn't really running with us. We don't take claim for putting him in the game, you know what I'm saying? But he was part of it, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is, he doing him, we doing us and shit, you know what I'm saying? He made his little comments about Sticky. We had the little conversation and all that. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We ain't thinking about that nigga. You know what I'm saying? We just on some other shit. We just doing our movies, doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was another thing. You with the acting, bruh? Fair. Like it's crazy because you get busy on the mic and you do beats too. Like, it's crazy. But did you do the Last Days joint? You did the Last Days joint, right?
Yeah, I mean, I produced, as far as like the beats and shit, I produced basically the whole second album.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
the nigga Shy Skills, who produced our first album, like, he was like, you know, we was in the studio, we was at the Apollo Studio, and he had the MP pop, and he's rocking, and I had touched his MP, I was fucking with it. And the nigga was like, yo, son, don't be touching my shit. I'm like, what? All right, cool. I'm gonna go buy three of them shits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the next day, I went to Sam Ashton Boy. MP, SP, so I was just like, fuck that nigga, I'm going to start making my own beats. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I grew up in music. My mom's, pops, we all, you know, they into the soul music. I grew up in the music. Mom was in the music on Sunday morning, cleaning the cab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what that's about. I just started making my own beats, and, you know, I went the soul direction. I was like the soul music, the Aretha Franklins, and you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
and the Donny Hathaways and that type of shit. So Last Days is that soulful shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So
classic,
yeah. I produced the whole second album, my nigga.
But it was dope because you transcended from that into the acting, fam. Like
yeah.
The Sunset Palm joint was crazy, and like it still resonates. And I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Moesha is one of the best black shows of all time. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Love Brandy, man. And your character, Q, bro. Like it's like you brought a whole. It was kind of reminiscent of Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
just the aura
on camera. Like, look, you said that you got a movie, you're working on a movie. Tell them about this movie that you got popping.
You know what I'm saying? Right now I'm in CT shooting a movie called Diamond Rough. It was a book written by a guy named Joe Young. It was a book, and he turned it into a movie. So we finishing it up right now, you know what I'm saying? It's called Diamond Rough, play the lead character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Snoop from The Wire, you know what I'm saying? She's in the movie. She played my, you know what I'm saying, my gunner. I got my man Dennis White, you know what I'm saying? He was in the Biggie movie. He's in the joint. We got funny man Michael Kaye is in a movie, you know what I'm saying, from BT. You see him doing his thing. So, you know, the movie is about just a guy that's just in the hood who, you know what I'm saying, uses his brain and his mind to manipulate the system to get bread. You know what I'm saying? He's like a hustler, but, you know what I'm saying, on a more advanced level. You know what I'm saying? So Diamond Rough is just a guy, you know what I'm saying, just from the hood who made it. But he uses mind to make it, you know what I'm saying? White collar crimes and shit like that. So, you know, expect the movie. It's going to be crazy. And it should be out in the summer. The soundtrack is going to be crazy. We working on that too. So, you know, it's going to be an ill movie, man. And I think we're going to do a trilogy. We already talking about doing the second movie and the third movie already. So, you know, it's going to be a good little run.
What made you decide to go that route than to go into acting? Because you made your debut in Forest Whitaker's Strapped, and you were even nominated for a Cable Ace Award. So, I mean, it was definitely the natural route for you to go.
Somebody doing their Google homework.
Well,
nah, Strapped was the shit. Strapped was the what?
Right. I mean, yo, you know, just like, yo, who in the hood right now, what little kid ain't watching TV wishing they could be on TV? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or reciting what little kids know all the words that menace in society. You know what I'm saying? Like we born to be actors, you know what I'm saying? It just fell in my lap. And I just, you know what I'm saying, took advantage of it because, you know, it's just a hustle, you know what I'm saying? And I like to act. It's a passion, you know what I'm saying? So once I did the first joint, I was like, yo, this is what I like to do this, you know what I'm saying? I like to be on the set. I like to be in front of the camera. I like to
You're really good at it. I like to use
my mind and deal with my emotions and, you know what I'm saying, put my emotions on screen. Because at the end of the day, I could be doing something, you know what I'm saying, way worse. I could be locked up.
Right.
And, this is lecture for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to still be living. So, you know, do so, like, from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I never went to acting school, you know what I'm saying? Say the truth, I never went to college, you know what I'm saying? Barely finished high school type of guy, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I always knew that hip-hop was going to be my life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, movies or whatever, it's always hip-hop you see in the movies. I'm always hip-hop. I'm always representing hip-hop, no matter what. Moesha, Say the Last Dance, this new movie, Diamond Rough, I'm always representing hip-hop. So when people see that movie, they say that that's the guy. He's a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Fredo, it's crazy because My homegirl I work with, every time I see her, she always call me Fredro. Everybody say we look alike, bro. Everybody. Oh, my God, man.
Hey,
come Fredro.
Yo, Sam, we a lot of us related, man. We came on them slave ships, man. We look out of that, B. Real.
That's
real trip, my nigga.
You absolutely
that's
right.
Why
but, yo, Sam, we not going to see you because I know you busy. You out there. Before we let all our guests, we ask them the same question. Your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time, hip hop. Let's go.
We're gonna start with top three rappers first, you know what I'm saying? Like the first, I think the first person that I think is my top rapper, I would have to say Run. You know what I'm saying, for Run-DMC. I always say that because this guy said, you know, he had the energy, he was fly, you know what I'm saying? He was a superstar, like, of all rappers to me. To this day, he's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, now he's producing his kids. His kids are stars now. So, to me, like, Run, I'm at that era of my life where he stood out to me the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, one, as far right. as being just an entertainer and a superstar, when I saw Crush Groove, when he threw the money in the studio, that was
yeah,
that
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't get no swine in that. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to move down the line. Like, Rakim,
yeah.
I would say, is number two because I think Rakim set the patterns for rappers in the new age. Like, niggas is still Nas, AZ, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, whoever you know that raps is doing, using
the
patterns.
Yeah.
You know
that
what I'm saying? Handball, because yeah. he makes two words rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Craftmatic, Asthmatic. Like, that's Rakim right there. You know what I'm saying? So he set the pattern for all rappers. Like, it was kind of like some old shit, like a, like almost in a bill of, like, niggas read the Bible for religion, and they go back to the Bible. Rakim set, he set that whole shit for everybody. To Big L, Big Pun, everybody is on Rakim's pattern. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always feel like that nigga is one of the best. You know what I'm saying? Now, third MC, I mean, I might have to go with my nigga B.I.G., you know what I'm saying? Just because Biggie is just, he's the best rapper ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
the
saying?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah. So that's my top three. You know what I'm saying? That's my top three. As far as producers, oh, man. I don't know, B. I think Kanye is that nigga as far as doing beats, man. Like, you know, he's the most versatile beat producer. He can fuck with the soul music. This nigga can do 808 Heartbreak. This nigga's wild as far as, like, production, you know what I'm saying? And his views on music as far as a producer to me. I think he's definitely one of the best. And then, you know, I think as far as production, you know, niggas don't know about a lot of producers, but it's this nigga named, my nigga, I always like my nigga Primo. Like, his beats to me, like, he represents that hip-hop street.
The boom bap,
The boom bap, and you know what I'm saying? I'm raised off that, you know what I'm saying? From KRS-One first album, the boom bap, when Kenny Parker was killing that shit, like, so I would say, you know what I'm saying, Primo. And the third best, I don't know, man, you know. I'll just say a nigga like P-Rock.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Soul Brother number one, you know what I'm saying? P-Rock is that nigga, so.
Oh,
you know, P-Rock is definitely one of the definitely top three in my book, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I go as far as the
group. All right. Top three groups?
Hi, guys. Man. Run-DMC number one.
Mm-hmm.
EPMD number two.
Mm-hmm.
And Beastie Boys number three.
Sound good to me.
That's it. Onyx is all of those groups put together.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
So
yeah,
that's man. My name, you know what I'm saying? My name's Joe Star. Holler at me on Twitter. Fezzo_Star. New album Firestar 2 is on the way. Google a nigga, whatever you got to do. IMDb, holler at your boy. I'm out here. You heard?
Man. Yo,
thank you so
much. Yo, Fezzo, man. Yeah, man. God bless you, man. Thanks, man. Six Man Radio, man. You already know.
No doubt. Holler at your boy. We here. One.
Yes, sir. All right, peace.
Peace.
Geller House niggas. It's our house, nigga. Let's go.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Second dead prayers mouth to mouth
house,
that
nigga.
Shit. When they said a nigga wouldn't amount to shit. Now whose house is
they
this?
They gon' hit you now,
laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dicks up,
kill
get
house.
Out that bitch before I spaz and twerk. And I'm out there.
Yo, hey, y'all niggas can be serious. 18 years, boy, y'all niggas get serious. I'm Ed Delirious. My money, you give me it. Crush that groove till I run house, idiot. My 12th grade class said I wouldn't make it. I guess they were Boston fans talking to a Laker. Here's to all you haters, $100 tip. I'm shutting the club down and I'm out that.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Second dead bread, mouth to mouth that shit. When they said a nigga wouldn't amount to shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick sucker, keep me out that bitch. Before I spaz and twerk, and I'm out that bitch.
Now Reddy's in the house. About to make it dirty like I'm headed down south. Pull a Tessa Verde, keep the heat up in my pouch. And I pull it on whoever got my name up in their mouth. This is New Jersey finest. Headed to the top and keep them haters far behind us. Ready, staying focused like I'm putting on my blinders. Until I house the shit, just in case you need reminders.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth,
yes,
that
sir.
Shit. When they said a nigga wasn't a mouth,
nigga.
Shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out of this shit. Run this dick sucker, keep me out there, bitch, before I spaz and twerk and I'm out.
Yeah, that's Puff in the motherfucking building.
Slut nigga, huh?
AB, I can't see myself locked, so I be on point. Oh, got the papers, I'm rolling up a Khalifa joint. Besides ringing doorbells, won't give me the point. They getting me annoyed, it's pimpin', relieve the boy. Click, click, that heated toy to cook your apple. Piff's got a thick skin grip, I throw a bullet at you, enough of this shit. They two puffs in the mix, cause I'm retarded fresh. Yeah, that's Puff in the motherfucking building.
Slut nigga, huh?
Brand new Mr. O, tear it up. Y'all already know, man. Shout out to the U team. Shout out to my nigga Mr. O, man. You already know what it is. Six Man Radio in the building. We got you, man. Keep your eyes open for this one. One more time, baby. Let's get it, Mr. O. Tear it up. Tear it up.
Yeah. That's Puff in the motherfucking building.
Slut nigga, huh?
AB, I can't see myself locked, so I be on point. Oh, got the papers, I'm rolling up a Khalifa joint. Besides ringing doorbells, won't give me the point. They getting me annoyed, it's pimpin', relieve the boy. Click, click, that heated toy to cook your apple. Piff got a thick skin grip, I throw a bullet at you, enough of this shit. They two puffs in the mix, cause I'm retarded fresh. Piff and a puff in this mix. See these niggas sloppy, to me this a hobby. A whole weight, don't bother to get the dolly. Fly guy district. Yeah, and R.I.P. Nate Dogg, I can't deny I ripped this. I too chinky, plus I'm my time sipping. I'm sky high lifted, cause my time's ticking. Look, you stumbled into pain, that's toe jamming. Now you're covered in red freckles, I Lindsay Lohan ya. When it come to you niggas, I got no manners. I get so much respect that I don't hold hammers. My bros hold blamers, cause I'm the commander. I leave your crib a full house and I'm talking no tannins. Me and them can't relate. I cut the bullshit off, I had to amputate and start a brand new slate. Yeah, the flow butter like Land of Lakes, and I'm smoking hot. It's time for a cancer break.
Choking the neck, no ligature mark. Get a rebib, we finish, let the literature start. A riddle will get you. How you make invisible sparks? You swimming with sharks, it's wavy. Get you an arc, a critical thought, residual. I ain't gotta explain. Jet plane, touchdown, green and white. Jets game, left lane, spots blind. Running like a stop sign. You overnight with groceries. That don't mean your stock's higher. Level steps ahead of you. You don't suit me, not tied. Twisted with the game, I can tell you where the dots lie. Fucking lames got me on my last nerve. I could be before your windows like a password. With a can of trash, a can of gas, and a match burn. Let the heat jam all, that's a mash burn. My hornets, her name's Charlotte. What a harlot, ride her like a Harley. She coming, I'm inviting her to do it like a party. She a doll after learning with a Barbie. I'm toying with it, toying with it. Yeah, I'm afloat, to be more specific, huh? Anger where the banger is. I don't feel you. I wonder who a stranger is. What danger is, don't compare when I angle this. Cause I figure you's a waste, so I came to piss.
Double, double, double low.
I need a spot around here. A little place where I can lay my head, yeah. I make it hot around here, you know. This occasion, hear what I said. me. Nah, I make it hot, hot, hot. Yeah. Nah, you don't fire like me. Rap bars like a crack charge. I done broken out at large with more credit than a black card. Then rat-a-tat-a random attack packing and whack frauds. I'm in the backyard with a track star. He cap stars the fiends, he got a black car. Then he park in the dark, park in his off room. He be knowing he's smart, keeping the dark for him. Yeah, he's holding that shit, it'll fart for him. Couldn't paint a better picture in an off form. Ring a ling with the finger, ring us, bring him in. Signaling, I figured, single him, then deliver him. One Hondo boss, that's a Benjamin. I be swimming in cinnamon women and a friend. That's parallel pussy, I guess it never ends. I'm a veteran, tell you niggas I'm better than. Then I feel that pain, get some excedrin. Fresh to me, it's pleasure to me. Test so you'll see, this pen is like a vessel to me. I'm chef in the verse, your recipe's the rest of the bee. Pounds out, that's a good box. I mean, it feel better than some good socks. Without the engine, make the hood pop. Now you don't run nothing like your foot lock. I need a spot around here, you know, a little place where I can lay my head, yeah. I make it hot around here, you know, just in case you hear what I said. I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't fire like me, nah. I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't.
We fell fast into get over, we drown with higher, more money, more murder. Now the MOP's higher, more further for the rock empire. Y'all won't service, y'all nervous. Know them guns on full service, ready to fire.
One body, two body, three body, four.
Young sitting on paper, I'm above the law. Young shitting on haters, I ain't fucking with y'all. When my Brownsville neighbors, how about some hardcore? And it just gets worse. Every time I sign my signature in cursive, just add another million to these verses. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. And the money's really worthless, I'm pissing you off on purpose. My nephew's situated, and my mom is straight. So I'm ready for whatever drama should come my way. And you niggas rapping to me, so your drama's fake. You dudes is noodles, I got more CD to bake. You dudes is cake, I keep two biscuits on the waist. Razor blades under the tongue, I will eat your face. Appetite for destruction, I am starving today. Got a money hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. And that's just food for thought, don't let it go to waste. Nigga, bite the bullet until you stuff in your face. I done forgot more than you ever learned. What you don't know will make your home a permanent urn, nigga.
R.I.P. Clef Dollars. Let's get it.
Look, I swear my Yankees fitted and by billets. Jesus God, Muhammad, Allah, my witness. And why stand up?
This is
one for New York, you bitches. Set the record straight, I rep the state. Everywhere I go, the fitted is track hate.
Uh-huh.
The NY logo, they say, oh no.
Yeah.
New York in the building, go spin, go slow.
Yeah.
Shout the West Side, shout the South. Shout the Midwest, overseas in depth. Shout to everywhere, I ain't even been yet.
Uh-huh.
But when I touch down, one thing you can't bet.
Back.
I got my fitted on, who wanna get it on? Even when I'm dolo, the borough in the logo. I'm stuck NY. Like my toes is God. The hat speaks for me, I don't vocalize. Swing my arm like a hammer till I broke his eye. New York soft, yeah, and the Pope get high.
Uh-huh.
Yo, pass my fitted, let me show this guy.
Wow.
I got it in blue, got it in red. I got it in black. Matter of fact, you can tell a NY nigga how he wear it if it ain't about the fitted hat. I don't want it.
That's my
game, bitch.
That's my
game.
You bummy, it's so laughable, I'm so international. I'm always on the runway, no fashion show. Places I have to go, you can't get to where the metro car. Wear it on stage and I sweat a lot, so you can tell I'm working. I got a reservoir fitted, 7N14, the fit is so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten, cause New York City will spoil you. Sometimes I switch it up with the fedora or the apple jack, till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up and close the door. Find a captain, master Spike Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitness travel many miles before every tour. I step and try and support the video.
That's
down
my
from my
game. That's my game. That's my game. That's my game. That's my game. Hey, and everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that. That's my game. That's my game.
Look at I've been around the world and I keep my Yankee fitted. Rims touch low across my eyes wide. Sometimes I can't see shit.
shit with ya. I go hard for my city, no pause. Me, I ball like I had no draws. I had to pause on that, I sound reckless. I'm from the itty, the city that found pressure. Yep, yep, I rap hard when I'm OT. I got the game on rap like I'm roti. No sex dwelling, my nigga, that means no sleep. I hit the club like pussy meat and I'm so deep. I got a big ego, I make big bread. Ask these bitches, they tell you I got a big head. That's cause most of y'all niggas ain't really living. You couldn't walk a day in my fitted, nigga, you get
it. That's my game,
I told her I got the 20-inch iPhone screen. Help me see my version. I said, that's my nigga B Funk. Ladies and gentlemen,
Lord,
give it up.
Behind like a thousand years, my stamina can handle her and a couple peers. Fresh, I ain't lie. Been beating down the block and everything that's fly. Send deep cardigan, light green eyes. In your city anytime, I want a piece of the pie. Nobody work the work like we do. Nobody bust the fluff like my crew. Horse jockey, 6 feet tall. Push the Porsche all day, I ain't think about y'all. Let me run, let me move just a little bit. Give me room, we don't speak on the fucking shit. I'm in VA, writing rhymes for the love of it. Keep it live, people can't get enough of it.
I wanna fly.
Control freak.
soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, let them all know I did it one take. I did it from a prayer. I did it with a smile on my face. Blank book, had to write my own page. Been humiliated, been confused, felt hatred. Graduated, now appreciated. They say they're God's favorite. Have hard times, why complain? You're blessed to even see another day. I see the only way. Walk with the man upstairs, reach the gates of the pearly night airs. Talk to him. I know I shouldn't do those things for the money. Shouldn't just run the night fling with the honeys. Shouldn't just judge the outside of being ugly. Shouldn't care what the people think of me. I do it for you.
Jesus died for all our sin, man. It's been known since the Christian man. Jesus asking for forgiveness from me.
I never make it home. It's been times when my heart felt so cold. They always say a bad hand's the only one that folds. I'm never ever letting go. Got my own soul. Can never put that line on hold. Breathe the life out of what it's being told. Learn from what it's shown. Sharpen my wisdom and spit poems. Die for me, so I gotta live for them. The critics say what they want, but the end of the day, me and my God got the same pair of days. Same kind of taste. Avoid to the end, I got faith. I'm lost trying to find somewhere safe. It's rats in the race. People sleeping in my staircase. Demons lurk behind a pretty face. It's time to make a change. The burdens on my back bring pain. Pop a bottle of emotions on the clip like champagne.
Jesus died for all our sin, man. It's been known since the Christian man. Jesus asking for forgiveness from me.
Shut up. You get the trash out. If I get Steve to come over here, put his damn hands on you again. Oh, you gonna get Steve, huh?
The control.
You are a sucker. Hey, you know that? You are a sucker.
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Good, Nick.
What's going on? That was a dope interview with Fredro.
Yeah, it was.
We got a lot of love on that one. Shout out to Mel out in the UK listening. We really
all
love
right.
That interview with Fredro. She's really digging that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yo, we got that playing in the background. That's a track by none other than the late great Clef Dollars. I just played a couple.
Yeah,
joints.
That's dope.
Yeah, man, I just played a couple joints from that Clef produced. Two that he did for Kaneda, and you know, two that he did for me. You know, I played the Yankee Fitted joint, you know, featuring Talib Kweli and featuring Mem.
Right.
And you know, he produced that joint. I played the Day the Music Stop, that was also produced by Clef, and I played Forgiveness and Find a Way by Kaneda.
Yeah, but the Day the Music Stopped is by the Bad Seed, y'all. I've kind of noticed he didn't even mention himself on two of the past tracks, you know what I mean? But yeah, Bad Seed was also on those last two tracks, y'all, so the Day the Music Stopped was really dope. I really like that. But
this track
on the background is sick.
Yeah. Clef actually just sent me this beat before he passed, you know what I mean? So I will be touching it. And there's another one too that I'm gonna do the Day the Music Stopped Part 2, because that was part one I played. We were supposed to do part two, but we never had the opportunity to do it. So, you know, I'm going to definitely do it for him, you know, and on one of the other joints. But, you know, I want to talk about him. You know, I want to chop it up about him, because I don't know if you know him. Did you know him next?
No, I didn't know him. I did not know him, you know.
He was a real good dude. You know. Always had a good word. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, he just was always just a good dude.
Right.
All around, man. He always had something positive to say. You know, he was real spiritual. I met him a long time ago through my man Jim Nice and my man Anton Marchand, and you know they used to have these beat CDs from Dude, and that's how I first caught wind of him. It was him, Knots, you know, Jake One. There was a couple people, and see, one thing people don't really know is that area, that DMV area, they got a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. They got a whole lot of talent down there. And I was fortunate to have been able to check his joints out early, you know.
Right.
I think he was still with Ill Biscuit. I'm not sure. I can't really call it if he was still down with them at that time. Like if he still had the deal, I don't know. But I know when I finally did meet up with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had shot me over some beats that we was talking. We talked about doing some stuff, but it never came to fruition.
We never
actually got records done until later. We bumped into each other on Twitter, of all fucking places, right? You know, a couple
That's what
years
Twitter's
ago.
About, I guess.
Yeah, you know. And the rest is history, you know. We started work on the Intelligently Ignorant album. But even before that, you know, even Kaneda had shot me over a couple joints that Clef produced that he wanted me to do.
Right.
You know, he wanted me to do verses on. So, you know, Kaneda, that's family. Also, I known them from back then. And we got it popping. That was it. So, you know, I hollered at him for the Intelligently Ignorant album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout to Vet, shout to DP. You know, y'all already know. Shout to Poe. You know, we was putting that album together. Shout to Will Tell. It was a lot of work. And Clef came through. Clef pretty much set the tone, because the Yankee Fitted joint, I believe that was one of the first joints that I did for when I started working on the album. So,
right.
You know, it was a good look. Definitely.
Mm.
He definitely came through with that. And then there was another joint on there called Skeletons. Man, he's just a good dude, man. Just a good dude. Very talented.
Yeah.
I heard on Twitter. That's first of all. You know, it's crazy. I had just spoke to him. And that weekend. Matter of fact, and you know it's just crazy. It's crazy. I saw my man Kaneda talking to Knots, and Knots was actually telling him, he was like, "Yo, Clef always used to say you and Dilla was his favorite, you know." And I didn't really think anything of it. I just thought he was telling him, you know, that he thought that was his favorite. But I started seeing Rest in Peace, and then, you know, I went and did my little homework and confirmed, and, you know, that's what it was. So, you know, shout out to him. You know, a lot of people definitely loved him. Google him. You know, Clef Dollars, man. Google him. KLEPHDOLLAZ. Clef Dollars. You know, and, definitely pay respect. It's wild. It's off the hook crazy. I can't even imagine it. You know what I mean? It just sounds crazy. You know.
Yeah. For those that didn't know, he had a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, and he was very young.
Yeah, early 40s. Yeah.
You know, you just, it's tough to know that, you know, anything in life can happen and you could be here 1 minute and go on the next. So, you know, it's time for reflection now in so many ways, you know. So, I mean, we don't mean to sound down, y'all. It's just, wow, what a crazy week. What a crazy week.
Yeah.
But, you know, reflect on what you have going on in life and get that going, you know. Step up the game, because you just don't know. Life is really short. You just don't even realize it. Think it's all ahead of you, and it's really not. It's day by day. So, start living, y'all. What we got coming up for them next? See, what you got? You know what I wanted to ask you, see?
What's that?
Did you know that that Beanie Siegel got arrested this week?
For what? I told you to.
He's going into jail on September 12th, but he got arrested earlier in the week. Like, they pulled him over, right? He was in this car with, like, his homie driving, and he had, like, you know, some scissor and a couple of pills, a couple of drug pills in the car with him. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So he got arrested for that, you know? But he is slated to go in, like, on September 12th for this other charge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's just some cat shit. Wow.
Anyway. But wait, hold on, though. Shout out to Siegel and all that's what's up. But I'm saying, let's cut that off. If you knew Clef Dollars, I need for you to call 646-478-3599 and speak on that man. Because if you know him like I know him, you know what type of spirit he was. And you know what I'm saying? This ain't about who we are and us and who, you know what I'm saying? This is about a higher, you know, a higher calling. Like he knew it and recognized that. That was a man of God. So y'all make sure if you knew that man, you call up and you speak on that man, because that man was a good man. You hear me? People get on there, they talking real crazy. Everybody won't worry about the wrong shit. Y'all call up and y'all pay respect to my dude, man, Clef Dollars, yo. Real talk. I ain't playing with y'all. Six Man Radio, huh? They put his beat back on. You know what I'm saying. Word up. But yeah, shout out to Siegel. You know, my nigga Siegel can't seem to stay out of trouble.
No, he can't at all. No. You know,
at this point, you know, I guess we already know what it is, huh? Hopefully we can get another album, but, you know, something dope out of my dude Beanie Siegel. Definitely one of the greatest, you know, he's a great rapper. You know what I mean? When he's busy, he just unfortunately can't stay out of trouble. Love him with that trouble.
Yeah, he can't stay out of trouble. But the album is supposed to drop anyway, probably while he's in jail, you know? So we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's dope. It's on Rough House Records. And you do it.
All right. That's what's coming out on Rough House.
It's on Rough House Records, you know? That's what it says.
Wow.
It's supposed to be called This Time. That's what it's called. The album is called This Time. So,
wait, hold on. There's a couple callers on the line.
We're going to see who's going to be on the line. Hopefully some people that want to say a couple of things about Clef Dollars. Y'all give us a call. The number is 646-478-3599. Call in. Give us your thoughts on Clef Dollars. May he rest in peace. And like we were saying, you know, at any time in this life, anything could go down, anything could happen. So, you know, you got to walk in faith and do your thing, you know. Focus, set your goals, strategize that out, you know, because if you don't write that plan out and set that goal, it's never going to happen. You got to set it now. And now is the time. This is the perfect time to do it. This is the last quarter of the year, so we got to do it. You know,
yo,
so we're going to see who's out there. What's going on, Steve?
Yo, it's crazy. Everybody that's in there, I popped over there. I said, Six Man Radio. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. Like, everybody just sitting in there, like, you know what I mean?
They listening. They listening, you know? Nah, they not looking at each other. Maybe they listening. I don't know. Sometimes it's like that when you pick up the phone and you answer it. I don't hear nothing, but I see y'all out there, so.
Yeah, we see y'all.
We see y'all out there. I think y'all come from Ohio. Ohio's in the house, and, you know, 412, I see you. You know what I mean?
We see y'all niggas, but we don't hear y'all niggas.
But that's all right. Y'all are listening. Maybe you're a little shy. I don't know. Don't be shy. That's all right. You know, don't be scared. So, like in other news, besides that, you know, all that stuff going on and things, what else we got going on here? You know, it's been a rough week.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I can't even, like, wrap my mind around 2 months of other shit, you know.
Yeah.
It's been all about, you know, like I said, I lost a member of my family, as well as, you know, moving Clef Dollars and, you know, the
it's
big
Chris
homie,
Lighty.
Chris Lighty, who always had words of encouragement and always had, like, you know, like, tricks and little things to do, you know what I mean? In a joking way.
Yeah.
You feel me? So,
definitely. Definitely shout out to them, to everyone that's out there. Everyone knows what a pivotal role he played in hip hop, and all the connections, all the strides he made for hip hop is incredible to say. It's unbelievable that it happened the way it did. It's really unbelievable to grasp just that he would do that to himself. It's hard to believe. It's just tough to believe.
You know,
on the flip side, you got Clef Dollars, who had a heart attack. I mean, like, neither one is, like, great at all in any aspects of anything. It's like, just don't know in this life, you know? It's just so much time for reflection. I'm telling you, the last quarter of the year, don't mess around. Step up your game. Step it up, because this is it. I'm telling you. This is it. I'm feeling it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about to be fall. That 2013, I don't know. You know, but.
You think it's going to happen?
Set it up. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know, like, it's a really crazy time. All the signs of the times are here. You know, if you really study and you look and you read your Bible and you know religion and you know what the world and
the
politics are going through, it's the rapture. If you know what's going on, you see it on the television. Never in your life, in your lifetime, have you been flooded with so much information about the world. So for you to see the world as it is right now, as we speak, even with the weather, you can't even front on the weather, okay?
Yeah.
Everywhere has gotten it. So you can't explain it. You know, and even if you don't believe it's God, it's something happening to our world, our universe, us in general as a people. So whatever goals that you have not set, set them up. Write that shit down.
Yeah.
Set that goal and make it happen, because
do
you are
shit.
The creator of your universe. God has
you
made
are.
You for a reason, and if you're still alive doing it, then set that goal. You know, God didn't put you on here just to sit back and chill out.
That's right. Hey, yo, we got a caller. I don't know who it is, but we just going to throw him in and we on the spot. 718.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo. Who this?
It's Izzy BK, man, from Twitter. Izzy
BK? What's good, bro? What's
call
good?
In, man. You know what I mean? I heard that name before. I wasn't really all that familiar, but a good brother is a good brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
Yeah, he was definitely a good dude, bro.
Yeah,
look up.
I'm sorry about
did
that
you check
loss,
out,
man.
You checked out the Fredro interview, or you missed it?
Man, I was working, man. I was having some business, man. Then I'm like, oh man, you know.
All
that's
right,
my
all
people,
right.
You know, that's people, you know.
All Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Well, you can check out the archives. The archives will be done in the, right when we finish. So, you know, at any time, you can go back, check out the archives. You know, thank you for calling up, man. Yo, Clef Dollars was definitely a good dude, man. Dude, if, when you get a chance, Google him. Check him out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm doing
check
that now.
Them.
Yeah, I'm checking all
man.
That. I'm listening to y'all right now, and I'm checking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check that out, too, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks
man.
So much for calling
appreciate
in. We
that.
Really appreciate
no problem. Y'all see me on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Who you are.
Bad Pig. Yeah, I just added you a day ago or something.
Yeah, a couple
yeah.
days ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
y'all
sir.
Keep it popping, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man.
Thank
for
you
sure.
so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for the support, bro.
No problem. Peace.
All right. Peace. Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. Who else we got on the line? We're going to randomly throw somebody on the line, too, man.
Let's
Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line? Six Man Radio.
Quiet.
Who we got on the line?
They're quiet. Ohio, we see you. We know
we
you
see
out
you,
there.
Ohio. Yo, I know
Thanks
that's
for
the
listening.
DYT. I know that's Dayton, man. I know that's
Thanks
Dayton.
Thanks for listening. We love you. We think that's dope. You don't have to say
yeah.
nothing, but we see you.
You
know?
Ain't got to say a damn thing.
Well, love the support. Love and ass.
Hold up. All right, here's somebody from private number. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
Six Man Radio. We appreciate you calling in, though, no matter who you are. That's
yeah,
for certain.
Quiet. Yeah.
I'm
good.
Loving that. I'm loving that.
Yeah, you know. Well,
I don't
know
where that is, but still.
We tried to do, you know, a tribute to Clef Dollars. You know, I hit up a couple people, told them to call up. You know, I guess they forgot or whatever, but, you know, we still going to hold it down for him. Clef Dollars, rest in beats, brother. You know what I mean? Rest in beats. You was a genius. You was a great influence on me and my spiritual growth. So, you know, I salute you and I thank you wherever you are, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I call this. Let me tell you a wild story, Nate. And
okay.
I want to share this with you. Like the other day, I left him a voicemail on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was in the morning. It was early in the morning. I just wanted to tell him, you know, thank you and everything. You know what I'm saying? This was after I knew that he passed away. And later on that day on break, I was at work on break. I was upstairs outside by the parking lot, and there was this orange and black butterfly. It was flying around me, you know what I mean? It just kept landing on me. And my people was like, my homeboy Larry was like, yo, what's that? Like, why? It wouldn't leave me alone for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Damn near wanted to land on me. You know, I'm swatting it away. I'm not even thinking nothing of it. Later on, like I think my last break, I was out downstairs, you know, on the other side of the building, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the same butterfly. Like, it looked just like the butterfly. Same butterfly flying around me, trying to land on me or whatever. I asked my mother. She said that's, you know, people who passed on coming, you know. So, you know, spiritually it's crazy. Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, me and Clef, we spoke on the phone for hours, just talk about God. You
yeah.
know, no music, no, you know, no nothing. So, you know, it's kind of hit me kind of hard there. Like, a lot of people don't know that. It's crazy, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, on that note, we're going to, you know, shout to him, rest in beats. It is what
yeah.
it is. Rest in peace to him. Rest
mm-hmm.
in peace, Chris Lighty. You know, and that's what it is, man. We gonna get up out of here. Next week, we got from the world-renowned Juice Crew, we got Craig G coming
Definitely.
On the show. It's going to be
yeah.
crazy, you know.
It's
going to
be
wanna,
crazy.
Yeah, y'all might want to check that out.
Mm-hmm. And, if any of y'all know him, you already know he's probably going to be saying some shit.
Yeah. Also, you know, don't be scared. Go check out them archives. Them archives is there for you. You already know at all times.
Mm-hmm.
blogtalkradio.com/6manradio, nigga. You know. You feel me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's get up out of here. You know, we're going to get into a little music. I think we're going to play just a couple. We're going to throw a couple little R&B joints on, and we're going to throw some hip-hop on. We're going to get up out of here, and we're going to see y'all next week.
Yeah, y'all stay strong out there.
Yeah, be
walk
safe,
in faith.
Too, man.
Walk
now,
in
ain't
faith.
Ain't that show tomorrow? You got a show tomorrow,
right? That's right. You know, I'm all wrapped up in everything that's going on. My show's coming on tomorrow, y'all, first and third Sundays of the month, and tomorrow's guest is DJ JS1.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. One half of the infamous team of Rizal, who's the ex-beat boxer of the world.
That's right. That's
right. He dropped several albums. He's also very major on the graffiti scene. So y'all tune in tomorrow. We chopped it up hard. Oh, man. I can't wait. All right? So y'all tune in for that tomorrow.
All right, all right.
7
all right.
p.m. on Bodega Fresh Radio. You know?
Bodega Fresh.
That's
tomorrow.
Right. That's all right. Right.
So we're going to get up out of here. That's right. We're going to see y'all next week, man. Season 2. It's been crazy.
Right.
It's been crazy already, man, right?
Mm-hmm. Really crazy.
Really.
You know, but we keep marching on. Y'all join us next Saturday. Same time, every Saturday.
All right, let's get into Jill. Jill Scott, Wondering Why.
Yeah.
Thank you. never disappoint you.
Keeping it holding real. Niggas ain't supposed to feel hot. Nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, give the fuck what niggas say. Them boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yeah, stop the fucking press. Transform to Mr. Meth. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit upon. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along? In this modern Babylon. Dueling with my nemesis. Laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul. Got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards. Tricking your funds and sniffing powders. Here we come. Straight from the slums. Dynamic duo, son. Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother number one.
Six Man Radio.